Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please be seated. The text for this morning's lesson is taken from that reading which was just read. Everybody who is a member of this seminary community has certain advantages and certain opportunities which very few other people have. We have, for example, the opportunity to delve deeply into God's Word regularly and at great length. We have the privilege of worshiping on a daily basis in this chapel. And we have the privilege and the pleasure of walking about this campus, of enjoying that marvelous beauty which God has placed here for us. And yet, in spite of the many opportunities and the many advantages that we do have, it doesn't take long before we begin to realize that life is not necessarily easy here. Our course loads are heavy, our children need attention, our wives get lonely, jobs are scarce, money is short. The fact that we are here as seminarians or profs is no reason why trouble is going to flee from us. And in the text that we have before us today, St. Paul is writing to the new Christians at the Church of Thessalonica. And in that letter, he is dealing with people who are finding that being a Christian is not easy. In fact, these people are finding that the very fact that they are a Christian is beginning to attract problems, troubles, persecutions. And so in the text, Paul provides to these people words of comfort. God has chosen you. God had chosen them. He had chosen them from the beginning of time, and in the same way, he also chose us so that we would be, together with the Thessalonians and all who believe in him, his children through the suffering, death, and resurrection of his Son. And Paul goes on to illuminate in two different ways or in two different aspects the way in which God works in the lives of those whom he has chosen. First, he tells us that God has called us through the gospel. And second, God has not deserted us. He has not left us alone, but he has continued by providing us with traditions, with a body of teachings, with a body of doctrines, by which we might be guided. And he entreats us, stand in that body of doctrines in which you have been given and hold tightly to them. Now we, along with the Thessalonians, certainly understand what Paul means when he says we have been called through the gospel. Because it has been through the gospel that we have heard that saving word of Jesus Christ, which creates faith in our hearts. It is through that word that we learn that the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ brings to us the forgiveness of sins. And it is through that baptism which we have received that Jesus Christ came to us, that we might be buried with him in the waters of that baptism and that we might also be raised with him. And we know, of course, that calling of the gospel has come to us and that we have heard it, not because of any merits that we might have or any advantages or intellect or anything else that might be part of us, but rather because God has loved us, God has chosen us from the beginning. But Paul doesn't stop with just this basic fact. He continues on and says that we have also provided to you, I and those who have come with me, we have provided to you traditions. We have provided to you a body of doctrines, a body of teachings, Stand in that tradition and hold tightly to it. And this is exactly what those Thessalonians needed to hear. Because almost from the very beginning, almost from the point that they had come to faith, they had been persecuted. They had been harassed by mobs and people who lived in that world of darkness around them and who hated their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and they hated them also. These people needed to hear that because within them, just as there is within each and every one of us, there is that sinful human being, that sinful nature which true did die with Christ in our baptism, but which is also there like a stinking, rotting corpse full of the passions and desires of our sinful nature, and it's constantly trying to raise its head. And in times like that, when they're undergoing persecution, it's awfully easy to let other notions creep in, to fall away from that body of traditions in which they should stand, to which they should tightly hold. But by reassuring them of this, by reminding them that once again, by holding fast to these traditions, they would be preserved in that faith, because Jesus Christ and his heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit had chosen them from before the beginning of time. And we need to remember this ourselves, because we too here face troubles. There are, of course, the troubles that face us in a hostile world. But more importantly, right here for us now, that old nature that is constantly with us is raising its head and reminding us of a variety of things that should really be set aside. It's reminding us, for example, that many of us do not have jobs. Our wives can't find jobs. And we're wondering, as that old nature begins to taunt us, Christ and our Heavenly Father do truly provide for the birds of the heavens and the fish that live in this lake. But does God really remember you? And that old nature goes on. There are times when our conscience is troubled by the inattentiveness and the lack of concern that we've shown for our families as we have involved ourselves in our studies. And at that point, that old nature again comes forth and tries to soothe that conscience by saying, well, remember this, you are studying for a truly worthy cause. You are preparing to go out and become ministers of Christ's gospel. So it really doesn't matter that you don't tend to those who have been placed in your charge. It really doesn't matter that you ignore them and don't give a little bit of time to your children. And then that nature is also with us as we go into the classrooms. As we walk about this seminary, it's encouraging us to look at good grades. Not necessarily because those grades are a standard of our own effort or our own involvement in our preparation for the ministry, but rather because grades are a standard by which others might judge us. It is continually encouraging us to seek the recognition of others so that we might get that good church once we go out into the parishes outside this seminary, so that we might get that scholarship, so that we might get that extra specially good position in the district headquarters or the synodical headquarters at some time in the future. Yes, that old man, that old evil nature is continually raising its head, turning us away from that one simple fact that it is the blood of Jesus Christ which washes us clean. It is the blood of Jesus Christ which preserves us in that salvation, and it is only in that that we can possibly do anything. But Paul's words ring clear. For us today, just as they did for the Thessalonians over 1900 years ago, just as they have for every Christian throughout all of the age of all ages, those words that advise us that he has provided, and the rest of the apostles have provided traditions, they have provided doctrines, bodies of teachings by which we might be led teachings and doctrines in which we must stand. And Paul can say this clearly and with great confidence because he knows that these words are not only his, these traditions, these doctrines are not only his and the apostles, but they are the very doctrines and traditions of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our crucified Lord and Savior. And it is through these traditions, it is through these doctrines that our Lord and Savior is at work here in this world, at work in his church. And it is in these traditions, as we stand there, that Christ reaches out to us to work in us and through us. And as he works in us, he leads us in repentance away from those sins that we do commit, those sins of anxiety about our material condition while we're here. He leads us away from that selfishness that constantly drives us to ignore those who are close to us and those who need our care and our concern. And above all, it is constantly turning us away from that pride, which leads us to reject the forgiveness of sins which comes to us through the gospel and through these traditions. That pride which instead exalts us rather than Christ, Christ whose blood washes us clean. And so we are brought back to these traditions by Christ as we stand in them. We are brought back to them, and we move forward, step by step, moment by moment, day by day, not according to our will and our plans, but according to those plans which God has for his church and for his creation. There are going to be directions that we will take that cannot possibly be foreseen by us. They are the directions that Christ will take us as we stand in his word. And when that last day comes, we will rise up out of those graves and we will stand alongside the Thessalonians. We will stand alongside all other Christians in the glory of our Lord and Savior. And we will marvel how he has actively worked in the best interests of his church and of each and every one of us whom he has chosen as we have stood in those traditions and clung tightly to them. And we will marvel at the work that he has done because he has chosen us. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.